So how are you interacting with your computer most days? Still mainly typing and clicking.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe a voice command now and then, but it's still very manual.
Right. Now imagine if your computer wasn't just waiting for you, but actually like understood your whole digital environment and maybe anticipated what you needed next, offered help before you even asked.
Okay, that sounds different.
That's the ambitious future Microsoft seems to be painting with Windows 12.
Right, Windows 12.
Yeah.
Lots of buzz about AI.
Exactly. So today we're taking a deep dive into those plans, especially this huge AI overhaul. We've gone through the material you shared,
Okay.
and our mission is really to pull out the key stuff, the big innovations, the potential upsides, and, the inevitable challenges.
Always challenges.
Think of it as your shortcut to understanding what these intelligent computing experiences really mean, especially since it's probably landing in the next year or two.
Sounds good. Let's get into it.
Okay, so this foundational idea for Windows 12, they're calling it ambient computing.
Ambient computing, right?
It sounds like more than just a feature set. It feels like a complete rethink of, well, how we use our PCs.
It absolutely is. Ambient computing means the computer shifts from being this passive tool, just sitting there.
Waiting for input.
Exactly, to being an active participant. It's designed to understand your environment, recognize what you're doing, and genuinely anticipate your needs, sometimes before you even know them.
Wow.
Which is, a huge contrast to now, where we're so reliant on the keyboard, the mouse, those very deliberate actions.
So how does that actually work, this contextual awareness?
Well, the material suggests it'll show up in really practical ways. Like imagine your OS watching your workflow patterns, understanding which apps you're using together, and then intelligently suggesting actions or offering help based on that specific task.
He's proactive.
Yes, proactively meeting you where you are, instead of you having to constantly tell it what to do or search for things, it's meant to kind of lower the mental load.
Reducing cognitive load. I like the sound of that. And I guess that's where the deep AI integration comes in.
Precisely.
It's not just like Cortana popping up, it's fundamental.
Exactly. It's woven into the OS fabric.
Right.
That's what enables this contextual help. So, for example, you're editing a document.
Okay.
The AI learns your writing patterns, offers relevant suggestions, maybe finishes phrases, or you're doing image work. It
Right.
recognizes the type of editing, brings up the right tools without you digging through menus, even on video calls, maybe optimizing audio video automatically.
Streamlining things.
Yeah, or offering real-time collaboration stuff. And the key part is personalization.
Ah, so it learns me.
Yes, it learns your behaviors, your preferences, it evolves, adapts to how you work specifically, not just a generic helper.
Okay, that personal aspect leads right into something else I found really interesting in the material. Multimodal interaction.
Ah, yes, that's a big one.
It's not just supporting different inputs, but understanding them at the same time. That
Heh.
sounds complex, but powerful.
It really is. And the sources, they point to voice commands being central. Satya Nadella sees natural language as, like, the main way we'll interact with tech going forward.
So talking to our computers more.
Yes, but not just talking instead of typing. It's about combining them. That's the real trick.
Combining, how so?
So users can speak conversationally while they're also typing or maybe drawing on a screen or doing other things.
Yeah.
The system interprets all those inputs together
Huh?
to get a much clearer picture of what you actually intend. It's about communicating naturally, using whatever mode or modes makes sense for that task.
Got it. So I could be, say, sketching an idea and verbally telling the AI, make that line blue or add a heading there.
Exactly that. Or dictating an email while you're using a mouse to drag a file attachment over.
That does sound more fluid, less stopping and starting to switch how you're interacting.
Yeah, removes those awkward mode shifts.
Okay, so the computer is aware, it's learning my habits, but then there's this idea of it becoming proactive, not just reacting, but anticipating these AI agents.
Yes, this is the next step up, moving from just reacting to being genuinely helpful, intelligent assistants.
Like a digital assistant, but smarter.
Kind of. Think of them as always observing your workflow, quietly. Instead of waiting for you to ask, these agents watch your patterns and then proactively offer help. Maybe streamline repetitive stuff you do often, suggest better ways to organize your work.
So if I always save certain files to the same folder.
It might just offer to automate that whole process for you. Or if it sees you searching across three different apps for the same piece of info.
It might just pop up with the answer.
Potentially, yeah. Before you even finish typing the search query, it's about anticipating those needs.
And the interface itself might change to accommodate this.
Seems likely. The sources suggest the visual interface will evolve to make these agents accessible, make complex tasks feel simpler.
This all sounds incredibly power-hungry, though. How are they planning to run all this AI without, needing a supercomputer on your desk?
Good question. The plan, according to the material, is a hybrid approach.
Hybrid, meaning?
Combining processing that happens right there on your device,
yeah,
locally, with Microsoft's big cloud infrastructure.
Ah, okay. Best of both worlds.
That seems to be the goal. Local processing handles the immediate stuff, keeps personal data closer to you, gives you quick responses, works offline sometimes.
Right, for privacy and speed.
Exactly. And then the cloud delivers the really heavy-duty AI capabilities, the constant model updates, access to huge knowledge bases.
So it balances local control with cloud power?
That's the idea. Leverage both for performance and privacy.
Makes sense. Now, looking outwards, Microsoft isn't doing this in a vacuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Others are working on similar things.
Oh, definitely not alone. The sources specifically mention Apple, for instance. They're reportedly developing similar voice-focused features.
So it's an industry trend.
Absolutely. It points to a wider shift, a new battlefield in the tech industry, as the sources put it.
And winning that battle.
Seems like it'll hinge on balancing all these cool, powerful features with user trust. And that means getting privacy right.
Which brings us squarely to the biggest elephant in the room mentioned throughout the sources. Privacy.
Yeah, the huge challenge.
How does a system that's constantly watching, constantly learning, constantly anticipating, how does it do that without feeling incredibly invasive?
That is the million-dollar question, or maybe billion-dollar. Because continuous monitoring for this contextual help means the system needs access to a lot of personal data.
Like what kind of data?
Your documents, emails, chats, browsing habits, how you use apps. Your behavioral patterns, essentially.
Okay, that's a lot.
It is. And privacy advocates, cybersecurity experts, they're definitely watching closely. How is this data collected, stored, used?
Especially given Microsoft's past history with, say, Windows 10 telemetry concerns.
Right. That history means vigilance is high. So Microsoft's challenge is massive. Build rock-solid protections and give users transparent control.
Controls to see and manage the data.
Exactly. Understand what's happening, manage how their info is used. Finding that balance between effective AI and user comfort is crucial.
And regulators will be watching too.
Oh, you bet. Global regulators will likely demand strict measures. Users will probably need fine-grained control, like being able to turn off specific AI features.
Without breaking the whole OS.
Precisely. Opt-out options without losing core functions. How Microsoft handles this could really set the standard for the industry.
So hearing all this, lots of practical questions come up. I'm sure you listening are thinking about them too.
Like the basics.
Yeah, like when can I actually get this? Or will my current laptop even run it? What do the sources say on those points?
Good practical questions. Release date? Still vague. Next 1 to 2 years is the window mentioned. No official date yet. They're keeping that close to the vest.
And hardware. Will my current PC cut it?
Probably depends. Official specs aren't out. But the sources strongly suggest that for the really powerful on-device AI stuff,
the local processing bit.
Yeah. You'll likely need modern processors with those dedicated AI accelerators, NPUs they're often called, plus decent RAM.
NPUs? Neural processing units, so specialized hardware.
It seems that way. Those chips are designed specifically for AI math, making it more efficient than just using the main CPU.
Okay, so maybe not every existing PC will get the full experience. What about those privacy controls we mentioned? How much say will they actually have?
That's still being defined, it seems. But the sources stress that robust controls and transparency are non-negotiable. Microsoft has to provide ways for users to understand, manage, maybe even disable some AI features.
So you can dial it back if you're not comfortable.
That level of user control seems essential for acceptance. And likely for meeting regulations, too. But the exact details, not fully revealed yet.
Okay, so wrapping this up, Windows 12 looks like way more than just an update. It's Microsoft's big bet on turning our devices from tools into, well, intelligent partners.
A significant shift in concept.
And its success, as the material really hammers home, depends on delivering those advanced capabilities while earning and keeping user trust. That means solid privacy, real transparency.
Absolutely critical. And maybe the final thought to leave people with, building on all this,
yeah.
What does this shift really mean? If our computers become these intelligent partners, how does that change our day-to-day? Our productivity, sure, but also our creativity, our relationship with technology.
A fundamental change.
Could be. How might this reshaping of how humans and computers interact actually change how we learn, how we work, how we connect with each other in the future? It's a pretty big question, going way beyond just a new Windows version.
Definitely something to think about. A potential new era for computing.